This podcast was originally live streamed on the Non Sequitur Show on YouTube. New episodes air weekdays, Monday through Friday, at 8 p.m. Eastern at youtube.com/nonsequiturshow. Make sure you never miss a live stream by visiting www.nonsecshow.com/schedule. For the latest news, polls and updates throughout the day, follow us on Twitter at nonsecshow or facebook.com/nonsecshow. That's NONSEQ show. If you'd like to get exclusive content, bi-weekly private hangouts with Kyle and Steve, backstage access to chat with guests after shows hosted on your channel and much more, become a Patreon saint of Non Sequitur. It ensures we continue to improve our show and brings you into the process at the same time. Visit patreon.com/nonsequitur today while the limited spots are still available.
The following podcast is intended for those who believe bold ideas are righteous, unique perspectives are gospel, and strong opinions are sacred. This is Non Sequitur. Never follow. And now, here are your hosts, Kyle Curtis and Steve McRae.
I'm going to be like, wiping my nose, and I have allergies. Oh, yay, there she is.
Here we go.
I wipe my nose.
Dave, you're on the wrong way out there.
Oh, yeah, I am. Sorry.
It's good.
There we go.
Are we live now?
Yes, we're live. Go.
Okay, cool. Excellent. All right, sorry about that. We had a little drop in the YouTube encoder, I think. But I think we're back. So, once again, I'm going to say hello and welcome to guest Katie Paulson, a writer from Pathos. How are you, Katie?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, we met when you did a article following our show about Jilly Juice founder Jilly.
Yes. She had a meltdown.
She did. Do you want to, before we get into that, actually, let me say hello to people who are watching. Thank you for watching, first of all. We appreciate it. If you joined us this afternoon for the Big Bang stream, I apologize that I wasn't there. I had a little bit of a fender bender, which prevented me from doing that. And I'm okay. Of course, not a little bit, but I hate that I missed it. I heard it was a really good time. You can also vote for the Golden Nuns, which is an award show that we're doing on the 25th of November. That voting is live. We have had an overwhelming response to that. There are so many different choices for people who are doing it. And the way we're going to do it is we're going to take the top four people that you guys nominate in each category, and then we're going to have another voting round after that. So you'll see the top four for each one, and you guys will decide the winners. And then on the 25th, we will present those awards. I think that's about all that I need to go through right now. So, yeah, tonight I wanted to do something special on a Sunday, kind of like a 60 Minutes thing on an issue that I think is important. There's a video that's going to come out tomorrow that it's called Be Skeptical that we're doing. It's got like people like Logic, R&R, Rags, and they're giving you their examples of why you should be skeptical. And the inspiration for that video was people like Jilly and Humble and the people that peddle things that people are buying into. Because for some reason, people are buying into this junk science, things that can hurt them, and they're not asking the questions or being skeptical like you should. And so I wanted Katie to come on tonight to kind of talk to that, because she deals with this all the time. I mean, it's what she writes about. And how long have you been writing for Pathos?
Well, I've been with Pathos since July, but I have been writing for 5 years. So I have been following the skeptic world since my son was born. So almost 6 years, since he has chronic illness. And so I have been peddled everything. And that's kind of where my interest came from, was because, you know, everyone had a cure for him, and there is no cure. And so I had my own blog for years, and I kind of got tired of just the day-to-day management of that. And I applied to Pathios, and they like took me right away, which was, I couldn't even believe it.
Oh, good. I'm glad they did. So that was going to be my first question, is for you to kind of introduce yourself to everybody and tell them, you know, who you are, why you do what you do, and what got you really started into this. You kind of touched on it there, but what was it that made you say, I need to go after and get into this and fight against these people that are, you know, peddling this BS?
Well, so I, my son is chronically ill. And when he was about a year old, I started writing for just various websites. And then I started my own blog, and my blog actually got pretty big. And I started noticing that a lot of the parents I was talking to were trying really risky therapies and using herbs and just crazy, like chelation, which is like stripping your body of heavy metals, and like bleach, and just things that literally sound horrific. And they're giving this to their kids thinking it's going to cure them, and realizing I had a platform to speak out against it, I just started writing about it. And I write about a lot of different things. Like, this is just one of the topics I'm passionate about, but it's probably one of the topics that gets the most views, because people are like, can't even believe people buy into this crap.
Right. People love the crazy, so, don't they?
They do. They do. Yeah. And it's amazing to me how irresponsible parents are with their children, and how naive they are, and how they just want to buy into anything and just forego any form of modern medicine. Like mm-hmm. it's the Antichrist.
Right.
Like medication is the worst thing ever.
Well, do you have a theory as to why, and just a second, we're going to get into the specific people. We'll start out with Jilly, since, you know, people watching now probably saw that episode, and then we'll move into some of like the Humbles and those people. But do you have a theory as to why people get so caught up in thinking that everything that either the government or healthcare, those kind of things, are trying to push onto you, like medication? Like, why is there a resistance to that?
You know, I think it's like twofold or maybe threefold. There's that whole, like, I think first, religion is like a huge factor in this. There are people that mm-hmm. are complete science deniers, and so they just, based on their faith, their imaginary belief, they believe that everything that is made of this world is bad. And so, you know, we need to use natural products, which, you know, I don't know, too much salt is natural, right? But it can kill you. And, you know, you can die from too much water, you can drown, you know? So just because something's natural doesn't mean it's okay. But I think, you know, there's this whole pseudoscience world that spends so much money, like making us as consumers believe that GMOs are causing cancer. And, you know, if we don't buy organic, we're destroying the world. And pesticides are going to give our kids autism. And vaccines are going to, oh, my cat, sorry.
That's okay.
He's
we have quite a few animals make appearances.
Sorry, and I have allergies. So my nose is really runny right now.
Not a problem.
But then I also think that there's this whole desperation component too, where, you know, if your child, or if you are diagnosed with a disease and it's not curable, and you go through these stages of processing that diagnosis. And for a lot of people, there is a lot of denial. There's a lot of blame. And so it's blaming things that cause it, even if it's completely irrational. So, you know, a vaccine caused this, or, you know, chemtrails caused that, or whatever, you know, whatever these crazy people believe. And you know, theoretic, like logically, it's more than likely a genetic issue, right? Unless you've had like a horrific accident to your spinal cord or a traumatic head injury, that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's, I think when they get to that point, there's a lot of desperation to want to cure things. And so I think, mm-hmm. you know, these people offer miracle cures that doctors, you know, can't give them that same answer. Because if you have a chronic illness like my son does, a doctor will absolutely never tell you that they're going to be able to cure it. They're very pragmatic in that it's lifelong. It's going to take a lot of, you know, medical intervention, a lot of medicine. And, you know, it's, they don't get the answers they want from doctors. And so then they try to find these Looney Tunes that tell them what they want to hear.
Yep. And that's, you make a good point. It's a lot of it's confirmation bias in a way. If you were to go out and seek something like a cure for a cancer, there's quite a few people here on YouTube, and we know one of them quite well that will state that vitamin B17 is a great cure for cancer, that you should forego chemotherapy and vitamin B17 will cure it. And if you are I'll give you his information after this. Hit me. But if you are somebody that is dying, right, and you're seeking a way to extend your life or to slow that process down, and you've been to the doctor and the doctor said, you know, the only thing we can do is chemo, and that's not going to give you much longer, but they are going to see this, and out of desperation and hope, they're going to try it just because it's a possibility, I guess. And to me, I think that's the lowest kind of person that would play on somebody's desperation and emotions like that to try to peddle.
They're pariahs. They're absolute predators. They are the lowest of the low, disgusting human beings. They clearly have zero understanding of what it's like to be sick and how desperate that feels. And they are completely exploiting it. And it's horrific.
Yep. We did a show about 2 weeks ago on, I had somebody send me over Discord Jillian's videos. I had never heard before or heard of her. I didn't know she was on Dr. Phil or anything like that. And when I clicked the link, I watched it. I watched her Dr. Phil show. And I was like, oh, man, this needs to be something that we talk about. Because what we do on this show is we talk to a lot of people who have very strange beliefs. One that's coming up, actually, and I meant to do this in the announcements, but next week, guys, it's finally going to be the soul phone discussion. There's some people that believe, and there are three PhD doctors, so they're not stupid people, but they claim to have a way that you can Skype ones after they've passed on. They claim to have the technology to put you into where you can talk to. Yes, you can talk to you can talk to them like through the phone,
Grandma.
Or you can video chat with them. Right? Yeah. That's
yeah.
Not a joke. And so what we try to do here is bring
that
them on
is
and,
disgusting.
It is disgusting. But we have people on here that talk to them, like we were going to have with Jillian, scientist Mel, who is she's an actual real scientist, and she knows the things that Jilly, you know, claims to do. She works with cancer research. We're going to have her on there to talk to her and to see if, you know, those claims would hold up with her there. I made a joke the day of in the live chat. This is like hours before the show was about to go on.
Yes.
Because I'm gay, I said I was going to drink the Jilly juice, and we were going to put up some pictures and see if I still responded to them like, you know, I normally would. And
you were going to cure the gay. You were going to cure the gay.
Yes, good for you. That was me. And so I'm going to let you pick up the story from here, because this is kind of what your article picked up. But apparently after our show, she had a little bit of a mental breakdown. So tell us about that.
She did. So, you know, the same way that you found out about Jillian, I kind of did too. As a writer, I get a lot of just incredible tips and just leads of things to follow. And I'm a huge pro-vaccine mama, and I'm very active in the vaccine community. And they, a group of women were like, you have got to check out this lunatic. She is anti-vax, and she thinks cabbage and diarrhea and salt or something is going to cure everything. And it was like overwhelming at first to try to like go through her videos, because like all I hear are words. She just talks nonsense. She kind of reminds me of a Peppa Pig episode I watched once, where like Daddy Pig picks up the phone and it's someone talking in French, and he's like, the phone is talking nonsense. Like, that's brilliant.
Nice.
Yeah, she's just not, she's nonsensical, and she's clearly not all there. I don't want to mock or make fun of anyone that has any sort of mental health issues, but there is clearly something psychologically going on with her. And so that's the hard part, where it's like, you want to, like, she's ridiculous, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, she's just not right. But anyways, right. I started following her, and I wrote a couple pieces about her, and, you know, like the, all of her crazy miraculous things, like growing limbs and like curing the gay and all of that. And it just so happened that shortly after I wrote that piece, she started having this massive meltdown. And this group that I work with, they started like sending me all of these videos, and she was literally like losing her mind about the show she was supposed to be on, right? And she, like, over the course of about 24 hours, posted so many just gnarly things about Dr. Phil and homosexuality and procreation, and like, it was just sort of, you like my, the article I wrote, you could just kind of like watch the meltdown happen in time. And then it finally kind of culminated a day later with this whole thing where she said that gay people were like the same as pedophiles and people that were into bestiality and like mutants. And I don't even know, like, mutants. She said mutants, you know, we're all mutants, I guess. I mean, which is genetically, we have mutations, which isn't a bad thing. Everyone has mutations. If we all pulled up our DNA, we'd have mutations. So that's not a big deal. But she is like obsessed with these mutations, and she believes that gay people have some sort of mutation that can be corrected or whatever. But she talks about homosexuality in a completely offensive and disgusting way. And it ended up getting reported to Facebook, because there's like this entire community of like thousands of people that like stalk her and like report her incessantly. And she supposedly got, so here's the thing, is she was supposed to be banned for like 30 days, but it turned out to be like 5. And it was like the best 5 days of my life, because I didn't have to think about her. But she's back.
She is back now.
Yes.
Well, so it's not all
she's
bad.
She's mad at me.
Now you're gonna, obviously, she's mad at you. But I think it's to me, reading the article and watching the some of the videos that she put out, it's like you're witnessing a descent into madness. Like,
yes, very much.
Those culmination of events just triggered her in such a way where each thing that she posted, each video that she did, was a slow moving descent into just complete batshit crazy.
Yes.
I remember watching some of them going, and we did, I didn't know this, but there was a, and I still can't believe this, but we had Jeff Holliday on here, and he was telling a story of when she was on camera, she actually
told him she liked his hair, right?
No, I didn't hear that, but this is the one where she shit herself live on camera and laughed about it. He has the video of this. If you have not heard this story, you need to get with Jeff about this. She literally did that live on camera, and to her audience said, they were joking about it. They were laughing about it. It's bizarre.
Well, she, I mean, I don't, yeah, her followers are delusional too. I mean, they're like, and like I said, I can't, it's like you want, there's so many words I have for them that I just can't use. Like, I just can't.
Yep. Do you, when you do your articles about Jillian, do you have a wave of her followers that come? There's one person in particular that friended me after the episode was supposed to air, and I'm by looking at his profile, I'm assuming he is like her biggest fan or something like that.
Is it Kevin? But,
he seemed, yes, yes.
Okay, yeah, Kevin, he's crazy.
So I figured that you, of all people, would probably get all kind of backlash. What are the reasons that they're telling you that you're wrong? Because it's hard for me to believe somebody buys into this stuff.
You know, amazingly, I haven't had a ton of backlash. I have this like incredible group of undercover like people that protect me, and I tried to reach out to Kevin because she was having like this spat on Facebook Live one day about him. And he just completely shut me down and was like, you and I have nothing to talk about because you believe in modern medicine and you think vaccines are good. And so why would I even bother trying to have a conversation with you? So, you know, I have so many, like, I don't know, that one of the posts I wrote about her has been read like 25,000 times. So it's amazing I haven't had more of her crazy lunatics like contacting me, but yeah, they're not. Thank That's goodness. But she has dedicated several YouTube videos to me. So it's good.
Yes, she has. Yes, she has. Has she tried to reach out to you personally?
No. You know, the good thing about writing for Patheos, and I don't know if she's just completely stupid, but like she keeps saying Patheos, and right, I'm an independent contractor, and so I write for Patheos, but I have my own column. So I control and edit everything I put out there. I have an editor that is for the entire like atheist channel, and he goes through if I have words that he doesn't want on there, or if he doesn't like a title, he might change it, or he might change an image, just to make it like Patheos approved. But otherwise I have full editorial control. And so the Patheos name is behind it, obviously, but you know, she just never names my name. So it's kind of like I'm the sneaky under, you know, I'm,
yeah,
now she knows, now she knows who I am. But yeah, no, she, I mean, she's, you know, and Patheos is huge. So it's, you know, 11 million people are on that website a month, I think. So
I love how you're getting compared to she, in one of her posts, she posted about you and the mainstream news, like I think she mentioned Newsweek and Dr.
Yes.
Phil, our
yes.
show, and you. So we're like the notorious four gangbusters going after. I guess we're mainstream news now.
Oh yeah, and BuzzFeed, right? And BuzzFeed.
Yeah, BuzzFeed. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and she said that I work for Patheos or something because I couldn't get a job in the real world or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So let's dive into her history. When you first found out about her, has her
yeah.
following kind of, or can you answer this would be the question, but can you tell if there's people that are, she's getting an increase in followers, they're kind of falling off, or you know, they're more active than they used to be? What's the direction in which her kind of cult-like following is going?
So interestingly, like this group I work with has a lot of data on her, and mm-hmm. when she was on her Facebook hiatus or whatever, she was posting in her board in her website, and she has sock accounts. And so she was basically having like conversations with her sock accounts, and like no one else was in the forum besides her and her sock accounts and like maybe one of her followers. And so like when she, Yeah. And so when she wasn't on Facebook, it was like nobody was with her or around her. And, you know, when her book came out, I think it was in August. And I should just like preface, it's like a book because it's self-published and it's through, it's like a print on demand type of book. So it's not even like a real, like I think Lulu is like the publisher, but they don't do anything. It's clear that no one's edited the book. It's horrific in grammar. And she didn't like that review I made of her book either. But if you're going to be a writer, you should at least know how to properly punctuate and not,
what about sources?
You know, rant. Oh God, her sources are horrible. She sourced the Marvel comics this week. Yeah. I mean the dictionary. Yeah. And she sources Wikipedia and like, you just, you know, there's no science journals, or she'll find like some random one-off study, you know, that, you know, studied three people or something. I don't know. She thinks she can be a scientist because she reads the web.
Right.
So yeah, those are the
most harmful people too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I have a brother who is a scientist. So I am not a scientist by any means. I don't even pretend to be. I just like to read and I'm a writer. And so I read a lot, I learn a lot, but I don't pretend to understand science. But I also know like how much education my brother had to go through, you know, to get his master's degree in organic chemistry, and how much lab work that requires. And there's just no way you're going to understand chemistry, biology by reading it online. There's just no way.
Right. Absolutely. So do you, since her appearance on Dr. Field, do you think that did anything in terms of either exposing her to the point where people woke up and got out, or do you think that brought more attention and that kind of gave her a spike in people that followed her?
I think a lot of the people that follow her now are following her for like the oh my God factor, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Is she for real? Is she like, they're almost like trolling her. And
right.
From my sources, and like I have a group, like I said, that have been following her. I just came into the Jilly mix like a month ago. So, but from what my sources have told me is that Jilly's following has really kind of taken a nosedive, and just more and people are just, I don't know. Like I said, when she was banned from Facebook, like no one was interacting with her. So without Facebook, she has nothing. But then, you know, she has 5,000 people that are following her. Who knows if those people actually believe it or not, you know?
Sure. Yeah. It's kind of like, to me, I think it's kind of like the flat earth movement, because we have shows on all the time, and our highest viewed live shows are always the flat earth shows. I mean, people just can't not watch the train wreck. And so I think, like you said, people follow her and tune in just to see what kind of destruction that they're going to see today. But what that does, though, is it makes the other party feel like they're legitimate. Like, oh, I have following, so
yeah.
I must be doing something, you know, right. So I think it's kind of the same thing with her.
And you see her personality getting more and more grandiose and more narcissistic as she gets more and more exposure. I mean, she referenced several times in videos directed towards me that I am only helping her platform and she's educating other people. Whereas, you know, I, working for Pathios, have incredibly intelligent readers who are extremely versed. So many of them are more well-read than I am, who, you know, when they're reading this, they are mocking her in my comments on Discus, you know, and it's comical. No one's believing this. I mean, when I share these articles on my Facebook page, people are like, she's crazy. Like, this is no, you know, and a couple people said to me like, well, maybe you shouldn't give her this exposure. This is what she wants. And I said, but she's getting parents to give this to their kids. And I'm not going to stop writing about her until this goes away, because explosive diarrhea for a child is dangerous.
Absolutely. And that's the way kind of we respond to when we get those questions about, you know, why would you give these people a platform? And it, we always, when we do have those shows, we always have somebody, whether it's Flat Earth or some other crazy type of pseudoscience, there's always somebody else on here that is an expert in the field that they are, you know, going up against. For like Joe, who didn't believe in viruses, we had an immunologist on here. It's important to put those ideas, I think, out there and to expose what they're doing, because if you don't do that, it festers up, I think, and then you have a worse problem at the end. So, I mean, I think it's very important that you do what you do, and you're good at it. The articles are very well written. Guys, by the way, the link to her article will be in the description at the end of this video. Make sure you go and check it out because it's very funny. But Jilly is one thing. So let's take a break from Jilly for just a second. And I asked you before we came on who you would consider to be the most harmful and just the worst of the worst in this industry. And so I'm going to let you now tell everybody who you would claim that person to be.
Well, I am a mother of an autistic little boy who is phenomenal and amazing. And I learned about this man a couple years ago named Jim Humble, who is a former Scientologist that thinks he's like a reincarnated alien, or I don't even know. He's a lunatic. And and I feel so bad using those words because then I feel like I'm like down, like I'm making fun of people that have mental health issues, but he's next level crazy. And he has a church, right? Because that's how these places end up hooking, right? Like they hook you in with some sort of faith, right? And it's he decided like in the early 90s that drinking bleach would cure everything. He said that he went to South America and discovered the cure for malaria. And it's like a combination of I don't even know what the two chemicals are that they mix, some sort of citric acid. And you have the formula in one of my articles. I can't even remember. I told you it's been a long week, but it's an industrial strength bleach that they use for chlorinating and cleaning water and stripping textiles. And he has people taking this internally to cure everything from AIDS to cancer to, well, first off, like he says you can cure AIDS, but he doesn't really get that it's like the virus is HIV, but whatever, that doesn't matter. To cancer, right. I mean, he has like a list of like 100 different things that it'll cure, right? And the big one is autism. Right. And so he has parents that have autistic children giving their children bleach enemas and having them drink bleach to cure their autism. And there are groups of mothers. He has a follower who he mentored named Carrie Rivera. She has fled the United States as well. It's amazing how they're all not here in the United States anymore. He fled the United States too to avoid prosecution, as did Carrie. Carrie has a whole following of parents that believe that autism is caused by parasites. And if you give your child bleach, they will poop out the parasites and they will no longer be autistic.
Okay. So much to take in from this guy. Number one, you're right. He looks like, if you didn't know what Emperor Palpatine looked like on Star Wars already, he looked like that would be him. He just looks like an evil. Yeah. Actually, he looks like Emperor Palpatine and the doctor from Jurassic Park combined into one.
Yeah,
always wears.
Yeah.
But tell us how this is legal. This is my question. How is this?
It's not. It's not legal. There's nothing legal about it. That's why he's in Mexico, and that's why Carrie is in Mexico too. the FDA came out against this in 2010 and issued a massive warning about it and said that parents with autistic children should not be giving this to their children. I mean, there are groups on Facebook where parents are taking photos of their children's bowel movements, and there's actual stomach and like intestinal lining that's they think is parasites because the bleach is destroying their digestive tracts.
Are these parents being prosecuted for this?
There actually have been. There have been a couple parents that have been prosecuted for this. And there was a man in Washington that was prosecuted in 2015 by the federal government. He had set up like a shell organization where he said that he was selling water purification products. And what he was actually doing was like linking everything to Jim Humble's products and telling parents, you know, like, this is how you should use it. I mean, and I should say, like, people use this for a lot of things. Like, they think it cures the flu and they think it's going to help their cancer. I mean, it's no, like, this, it's like Jillian got her playbook from Jim. If, I mean, if I want to be completely honest, because Jim has been doing this since 1994. So he's an old hat in this scam world, and he runs his company like a pyramid scheme. And so he has people that can start their own church and then become like distributors, like licensed distributors of the MMS. And you know, he's got different places throughout the US that do it, but they all sell it the same way. They say that they're a water purification company, but then they link everything to Jim. So it's, and you know, Amazon sells it. It's disgusting.
Well, and that's what I was trying to get at a second ago with how can this be legal? If they have this set up in the United States and they're able to sell it through Amazon, how is that not being shut down like with a quickness?
Because the way that they do it is just shady as hell. They have it listed as water purification, right? And so, and Amazon's a whore, right? So they don't care what you're selling. They don't care what the product is. They say it's for water purification. And so, but they're selling it, you know, with, you know, recommended that you buy Jim Humble's book. So, you know, I have reported, I wrote an article like a couple weeks ago after I found these products on Amazon, and I reported them to the FDA, and I asked all my readers to report them to the FDA. And I've reported numerous companies that I've found linked to his church to the FDA. You know, that guy that was in Washington that was affiliated with his church ended up getting 5 years in prison. So it is illegal.
Good.
It's just the government, you know, as with everything that happens in the federal government, it takes a long time to prosecute this stuff. But again, Jim and his best friend, Carrie, are specifically out of the country to avoid it. They're just, they're cowards.
Right. One more question about the legal thing about it. Why would it not be if these parents are obviously posting images of the effects that it has on their kids? Why aren't every single one of those parents being taken to task? Because to me, if you feed a child something like that, that does that to them, and they have absolutely no say so because they're, you know, they're young kids, that to me is one of the worst forms of child abuse there is. And is it
it's
just something
100%.
That? Yeah. So why aren't they like, why isn't this a bigger, I guess, issue than it seems to be with the government trying to crack down on those type of things? As soon as you post a picture like that and somebody reports it, they should be at your door making sure that you don't feed that child another teaspoon of bleach ever again. Just my opinion.
Well, the good news, you know, the good news is the problem is that a lot of these parents are completely underground, right? So they're in secret groups that don't have, you know, they used to have more like a closed group where anyone could get access to them. And now they've gotten even more underground in the sense where like a lot of parents won't even admit they're doing it anymore. I am in a number of autism pages because obviously I'm a parent of a child that's autistic, And I have shared these articles, and there's been several parents that have like flat out admitted to using it. And it's like, you can't even, I can't even tell you, like, and they have sock accounts. So you can't even figure out who they are, because they're not, you're not talking to their real account, you know, unless you're somebody that is an IT person that can, you know, get into that kind of stuff. You don't know where they are. You don't know who they are. And they scream and they yell at you and they tell you that this is working for their children. And, you know, you're telling them that they're child abusers and they're telling you to go to hell, you know?
Right.
They say, well, you know, they're saying, well, how do you know? How do you know it doesn't work? It's not bleach. And that's the thing, is that Jim has these people completely brainwashed to thinking that it's not bleach.
So, to me, if the government's able, I mean, it's the government. They can, they know everything, number one, that happens online. And they can, in my opinion, or they should, form some kind of task force to where when these things are being sold through Amazon, they obviously know what it's used for. Like, I don't think there's any kind of ambiguity there that, you know, this right. could actually be a water purification thing. You know, obviously it's used like, for another purpose. Right. It just, it makes like, no
unless
sense
you're
that they would
Flint,
not.
Michigan, do you really need water purification in the United States?
Right, right. But, it, you know, and what pisses me off is that I thought about this the other day. In my state, we have, or we used to have this, these companies that would pop up all the time in like strip malls and all this other kind of thing. It was a gambling place, basically. The what do you call them? The arcade machine type things where
oh, the slot machines.
I forget what the name of. Yeah, kind of, but they were like they were other type of gambling.
Video
games,
poker,
but, sweepstakes. Sweepstakes.
Oh,
is what they
okay,
call them.
Yeah.
So that was a huge here. I never played them, never had any interest in them, but it was a huge thing here. Well, they were losing money. The government was losing money because people were going to this to do it instead of doing the lotto, you know, playing the state lotto. So they then decided they were going to make this illegal. And you would have underground ones that would pop up everywhere. And it would be like the day they popped up, the next day they were out because the government raided them. So if they can do it that
right.
quick to something that's just, you know, it's a gambling thing. To me, they could do that even quicker with an online business like these people that are selling through Amazon. They should be able to go in and just shut that down very quickly.
Yeah, and it's still up. You know, it's I don't think Amazon gives a crap, honestly. Like, mm-hmm. Amazon doesn't care as long as they're making money.
So I looked at Jim Humble's page and some of the products that he sells. He actually has different levels of this miracle mineral solution. Do you know anything
yes.
about what the different levels are?
No, I just know that he has all these different products, like for detoxing and, you know, like, I don't even know, you know, cause you need to look, it's my kitten. Hi. Oh,
hi. At least once a week we have cats or a dog that will make an appearance. So we're very pet friendly show here. Very pet friendly. That's a cute cat.
Okay.
Too.
He's a baby. So yeah, he's got so many different products. And like I said, I don't really know a ton about all of them. He calls them sacraments, right? And so he says that, you know, everything that he is selling, you only provide a donation for. And that's like a way for them, another loophole that gets them around, like they're not selling a product. It's only a donation. It's just, you know, they find every single loophole. I don't know the levels. I just know the amount of bleach that they tell these people to use is like way more than anyone should ever ingest. And like the people that use it will say, oh, no, it's just a tiny bit. No. It's like ridiculous the amount of times. Like I think in one of the articles I was researching, it was like 10 to 15 times more than you should ever consume, period. You know, because there's like, because there's, well, because like bleach is in water, right? So like, if you drink purified water, you will drink mm-hmm. a tiny microscopic teeny bit of bleach, right? That cleans that water. Mm-hmm. So they basically say, well, this cleans water, so it's safe. No, they're telling
wow.
you to use like 20 times more that's even like allowable. Because you know how like the government has like every single chemical you can have like X percent before it's like considered safe. I don't know.
Sure.
They have it with everything, like with aluminum and, you know, all those different
Absolutely.
have, yeah. And so they have those same things with bleach, and the bleach they use for water purification is no different. And so they say, well, it's used for water purification. Well, no, you're using like, you know, a billion times more than what's in water.
Right. Too much vitamin C can be toxic. Too much of anything can be toxic
Right.
to
Too much
your
potassium, too much,
Mm-hmm.
yeah, too much salt, too much anything. Yeah.
Has anyone, or do you know if anyone has either been seriously injured by either Jilly or Humble, or in the worst case, died from using their products?
There is at least one child that I know of that passed away from MMS. It was a young child, like 2 or 3 years old. And then with Jillian, there's at least two people that are connected to her for via death. One was a guy that had stage 4 cancer, but he deteriorated rapidly within weeks of starting the protocol. He was dead. And then there was another woman who, up until she started the protocol, had never had seizures before and ended up having a seizure and died.
Was there was a lady that went on the Dr. Phil show with her as well, that had she did the protocol and said, complained of like having headaches or migraines for a week, and
Yeah.
she went to the doctor.
Yeah.
She had two mild strokes.
Yep. Strokes. High blood pressure, like severe dehydration. The guy that passed away ended up passing away and going into a coma from severe heat, severe dehydration. So, you know, it's insane that, you know, it she even made a video this week where she basically said that like that amount of it's the salt, right, that's in this that makes you
Right.
poop, which makes, you know, so she's like, basically, you're poisoning your body with salt, and then your body, to rid your body of the salt, is purging and getting rid of it as fast as it can, which then dehydrates you. And so she says, well, then you just need to drink water and you'll be fine, which that's just not even how it works, because once you have lost all kinds of electrolytes, you have to replace those electrolytes. And, you know, she's giving this to people that are extremely ill. And so, you know, they can spiral really fast.
How is she not how can she not be held responsible for what she's doing, and the deaths and the just the amount of harm that she's done? How is she not in jail right now?
You know, this is something we talk about a lot with the group that I work with. And a lot of the group that I work with is based in the United Kingdom and in Australia. And, you know, their laws there are quite different than they are here in the United States. And I think the biggest thing for Jillian is that until recently, she hasn't been selling a product. And so she's just selling an idea. And the state of Ohio does have like a truth in marketing to protect consumers. And so that's what the attorney general from Ohio is investigating and have like given her time, like asked her to substantiate these ludicrous claims that like her juice can regrow limbs and cure homosexuality and reverse Down syndrome. And, you know, they have asked her for scientific evidence that her protocol does these things. So she wrote a book, right? And she said that this book is the answer to the attorney general. Well, the book is like garbage. It's like, it's, you should just, if you ever buy the book, just like basically wipe your butt with it. It's worthless. And she thinks that this is the answer, right, to the attorney general. And so there's a lot of frustration because, you know, everyone here is like, it's clear she's doing something wrong. She's charging people money. She's, you know, she's giving medical advice. And I think from what I've read and what from I understand is like, in Ohio or in the United States, if you're not a doctor, it's like only doctors can get like in trouble for practicing without a license, but like you and I can't get in trouble because it's like the medical board doesn't regulate us. And then because she's not selling a product, the FDA wouldn't get involved. So it would have to be the attorney general of her state with these consumer laws protecting them from like marketing practices that are deceptive. And so I think it's going to be up to the attorney general to kind of pull the trigger. And God knows, you know, that nothing moves fast in any right. form of yeah. law.
Can you give us a couple of examples of how she answered the attorney general? Like, what were some of the you can't say proofs, but what does she think proves that this protocol would work? Just give anything specific.
I don't, you know, there was stuff about, you know, like, well, I think, you know, when you did you watch when she was on Dr. Phil? So like mm-hmm. She thinks that because like your skin can repair itself when it's like broken open and you get a scab, that's equivalent to your body being able to regrow an organ or a limb. And mm-hmm. so I'm sure in her book, I didn't read the book because I have no patience for garbage. I'm sure it's a lot of that, you know, and she goes into like, you know, it's so hard to read her book because it doesn't make sense. She uses words that are just words and they're all like mixed together. And any attorney general that reads this and is like, oh, this is the answer, will be like, yeah, right.
I just want to give everybody kind of an example of the salt intake that she is instructing people to take on a daily basis. So the average is two of these things a day, right? Two of these drinks a day.
And up to a gallon, up to a gallon.
And a gallon a day?
Yeah, up to a gallon.
Okay, so let's go through this then. The recipe that I have from her from her site, and to do this twice a day. So makes two cups, right? So
yep.
Your daily intake, according to doctors and scientists say, should be around 0.75 teaspoons a day. Okay, 0.75 teaspoons a day. Her two cup drink, which is not a lot at all, and she wants you to do that twice a day, up to a gallon a day. Each one of those has one whole tablespoon of salt in it. Tablespoon.
Yes, and she wants parents to give these to kids, right? And so children are even more sensitive to salt than you and I would be. So a child can die from as little as one teaspoon of salt.
I have a guest who wants to come in, an unexpected person.
Who is it?
Scientist Mel.
Oh yay! Oh, yeah. She helped me with one of my articles actually.
Yeah, let me go ahead and pull her in and give her a link.
And while he does that, let me if you do a gallon a day of this stuff, you would be taking in 32 days worth of salt in one sitting.
Right. It's going to make you horrifically ill or potentially kill you. Take a
stress pill. That is outrageous.
Yeah.
They can't hear that. They couldn't hear that. That's on the tech end.
Thought it was my phone. Yeah. I saw a message from Mel. She must have been like popping me up too.
It's on the inside, so the outside can't hear it. But I saw the eyebrows, and I was like, "Well, we better." So you're not hearing things. I promise you, you're not hearing anything.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get Mel in here. But yeah, anybody that thinks that would, I don't understand the level of thinking from somebody that's has kids, number one. But let's say even if you don't, if you're in a location and you're hearing something or you're reading something and the words come out in some form. Oh yeah, this you hear about that new thing that can cure being gay, grow limbs, and cure you of cancer? Just eat a entire month's worth of salt every day, and your limbs will grow back. I can't understand a person, like a logically thinking, sane individual, going, "Yeah, I'll check that out. That sounds good," and then doing it. But they are doing it.
I know. Well, outrageous. You know, and it's cult. It's that whole cult-like group thinking, right? And so it's like a charismatic. It's like, some people think she's charismatic. She's crazy. But, you know, it's like these charismatic people, and they, you know, she pretends to have science behind it. And so if you know nothing about science and you're reading something and she says that it's sourced and she's done the research and you're that naive about it and you desperately want the cure, maybe you'll try it. I mean, it's,
wow.
I don't understand. Oh, I think I hear Mel now.
Yep, we just can't see her. There we go. Now we've got her. I've got her on there. Hi, Mel.
Hello. How are you guys doing? Hello. What's up? I was like, man, you guys are having like a party without me. I feel a little bit sad.
Mel, why didn't you say you wanted to come on? We would have gladly had you.
No, I didn't even know you were doing a thing. I'm like, God, you really doing a thing? I should totally jump on this.
You obviously don't look at the non-sex schedule pinned up on Twitter.
I do have a day job, and I'm trying the best I can to keep up with all the 9 million things, with like awesome people and stuff doing things. It's cool. So what's up? So you're talking about Jillian stuff. I'm going through. I'm going to have your stuff probably this week, Katie.
Oh, awesome. She did a point by point, like Mel did like a point by point, like through the science of Jillian's book. Mm-hmm. And we're going to put that on Patheos whenever she's ready with it.
Are you talking about the sources too, Mel? I know that the sources trigger her more than anything.
Oh my God. The sources are fantastic, especially with the dictionary and the Paul Revere Wikipedia page. I just can't get past that. I'm like, oh my God, what is that?
Well, I don't know if you saw it earlier, but she has Marvel Comics listed as a source.
That's not
where is that at? Because you know, because I actually plan on like cosplaying as Jean Grey like next week. So okay, I wonder if that makes me like more legit.
Listen to this source, Mel.
Okay.
It is oh my gosh.
She sourced a Marvel comic in
Marvel Universe as evidence for her beliefs.
Of course, Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I worship in the house of Loki.
And it's related to some sort of element in the air related to something. Oh, here it is. It was a Facebook post that she put up about aether, like AETHER. I'm not familiar.
Yeah.
And she said that it holds the inverse square law of energy that triggers the elements to respond positively or negatively to the human body. And then the linked source is a Wikipedia to a Marvel movies.
My God. Okay. How, if you follow this woman's and her protocol, you are officially an idiot. You are the biggest idiot that I have ever known in my entire life.
Is there are people on here that are like, oh my gosh, like you are so smart.
Stop it. What is wrong with people? What is wrong with people? I don't understand it. I really don't. I mean, there's no excuse for that. There is no excuse for somebody sourcing a Marvel comic movie and people going, yeah, that makes sense. I can see that.
Yeah, and they like, okay, and she loves to talk about Tesla. She loves to like put herself in the same like realm as like the innovator of the engine, right? And they always talk about Tesla and Reich. I don't know who Reich is. E-I-C-H.
Okay.
What does he, what does he say about that?
It sound like, so.
I'm not sure.
Okay. So,
and then they talk about the Ethernet connection in their computers and how everything that they publish manifests into the world.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So, I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to share.
I know. With, I don't want to be alive. Like, there are people this stupid. God. On the face place is what my friend calls it.
So the ether thing. That was the thing before we understood what relativity and special relativity was with Einstein. So they just assumed that there was some kind of matter in the universe that was in charge of different things. So if you're familiar at all with Einstein's history, he would talk about the ether, the A-E-T-H-E-R, as some kind of force in the universe that people didn't quite understand.
And wasn't it related to gravity too?
Yes. So when he was developing relativity and special relativity, it had to do a bit with gravity, but that was before we knew that dark matter was a thing. And so when he was talking about how, you know, the universe should be like blowing to bits, you know, going across all this kind of weirdness stuff, is like this stuff is literally pulling the universe apart. That's dark matter. So dark matter we know exists because of gravity, the gravity associated with that. So a lot of things that Einstein was talking about with the ether didn't make a lot of sense until we started to think about, okay, there's a thing called dark matter. So this was like three before we,
these people love to go back to a time and place where, you know, you cut limbs off with a knife and you treated things with black salve like they did in the Civil War. And so if we go back to science from 1840, we can be on Jillian's plane.
Oh, right. Great. They go back to a place where we didn't know things.
Well, even
they figured out where we know shit.
Even before Einstein, the ether was supposedly the medium through which light traveled. That was the whole thing with it.
And then they found out light
doesn't need a medium, so they figured that out, and guess what? No ether.
Yeah, I read that ether idea kind of died in the early 1900s or something. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. So
ether also is a chemical that will conk you out really quick too.
Yeah, isn't that
you're talking about ethyl alcohol, that's what they use prior to anesthesia. So they would put that, you know, and they have you suck in the ethyl alcohol and they knock you out. And then all of a sudden you like wake up, wow, I had surgery.
I think they always that,
like,
that.
That's like, oh my gosh, they sell that too. It's called Everclear, right?
they need to go out and all of them get as much ether as they can and huff it until they can't anymore.
Oh, and then their heads can explode and then we don't have to like deal with them.
Right.
So I have to tell you guys, so I've been going through like this paper that I use that term loosely, where it's her response to the Ohio DA. And I've had like other people involved and I've been talking to them about it. And so there's like some high school teachers I've been talking to, like in biology and also in English. I'm like, guys, I want to get you a copy of this paper. And so there's legitimately some high school teachers that are wanting to use this as extra credit for their students to go through and rip it apart on everything that's wrong with it.
That's funny. It's actually funny. At least it's, you know what though? She should give it to, you need to give it to elementary school or middle school people. So it's more on their level.
I feel like my son, who's like going to be 6 next month, understands science better than she does.
I'm sure. Anybody that makes a claim that you can regrow limbs with cabbage and salt, as if that wouldn't have been discovered already. If it was that simple,
You know, and for me, that whole claim about regrowing an organ, I don't know if, I think I told this to Mel, but it's so offensive because my son has no pituitary gland, right? So, if there is a legitimate way to regrow a pituitary gland and put it back in the brain, you think science would figure it out and it wouldn't be cabbage and salt.
cabbage and salt.
It would not be cabbage and salt, no.
You know, do you want to give us a run through of really quick of since you read her book, some of the claims that that she makes in addition to what we already know. We already know the regrowing the limbs and the curing the gay thing. What else is she claiming that can do?
We're gonna thank you for this because we have ADHD and we can't read this crap.
Right.
So So she thinks it can cure like HIV. She thinks it can cure HIV. She think essentially everything that she
Stop right there. That makes sense because everybody is wanting to know how Magic Johnson has lived this long. Maybe he is just eating cabbage and salt. That makes sense.
That might be it. We should totally ask him.
He's on that whole, it's not the antiviral regime he's on, right? No.
Can't be the antivirals or the updated. I actually know people that are very close to me who have HIV and they take antivirals on a regular basis and they have to change them because of the fact that the virus adapts and changes. That's one of the reasons why we don't have a vaccine for HIV is because of the fact it can adapt and change. That's why AZT doesn't work effectively as it used to, because the few viral molecules that stick around after the initial treatment, those are the ones that are resistant to HIV, and then those spread. And so I do actually have friends that are HIV positive, and they're on all kind of antivirals that are associated with that in order to stop at least reduce the viral load. And what that means is having a limited amount of virus molecules that affect their immune system. And so when Jilly goes out there and is like, well, this cures the HIV, I'm like, you are just, no, that's not how it works. But it's offensive. Whatever. It is quite offensive.
If it were only that easy, right? We wouldn't need scientists and peer-reviewed studies and millions and millions of dollars in labs.
I know. Oh my God. It's so frustrating. And so when I'm going through and I'm still redlining this like a freaking teacher, just so you know. It's like when she talks about the growing of the limbs.
Katie and I were talking before the show. I think this will be a good time in the last probably got about 20 to 30 minutes left. So this will be a good time to tackle this, I think. And Mel, we'll get your opinion on this. We had a gentleman on this show. We've actually had him on here twice. And
the urine guy.
Yes. Katie recently is diving into the urine therapy world, and so.
Oh my God.
People are always shocked to find out about this. And he claims that, number one, he claims urine is sterile, which it is not.
No.
He also claims that it can cure gangrene. He knows this because a nurse called him in the middle of the night and he actually had to urinate on a guy's gangrenous leg. He drinks it. He washes his face with it. He says that aged urine is the best. You should at least age it for 30 days. And on his website, he has canning and processing tips for how to best. However, I didn't know this, but in China, there's a huge population that swears by this.
It's all over. No, it's like an Indian thing too.
I'm going to let you talk about that part now. So you tell us how people wouldn't think this is something that's widespread, but tell them how they're wrong.
Me? Are you talking to me? Yeah. Oh yeah. It's legit crazy. Like, so it's like a Chinese and like Indian thing from what I can tell. It's really big over there. And it has this like They call it like orin therapy, like O-R-I-N. I don't know. It's like, it sounds like urine, but like more like sophisticated. Like it's not urine therapy.
It's way more marketable to call it orin therapy. Orin therapy is more marketable.
Right? And so I joined this. Okay, so I have some sock accounts, I'm not going to lie, because that's how I get lots of information for these articles. And do not get rid of my sock accounts, Facebook. in one of these,
I'm totally judging you right now, Katie. I'm judging you. I'm judging you right now.
Oh, I have screenshots. There's people literally that talk about their obsession with drinking pee, and they like the taste, and they build shelves so they can age the pee, and they take pictures of the sediment that like goes to the bottom, like as like it ages, it gets like really like solid at the bottom, and then they like talk about what kind of pee tastes the best, and then some people enjoy the pee so much they wish they can drink it all day long. It's disturbing. Now, there's this guy named Sage, and he calls himself Brother Sage, right? And he Brother is Sage. Like Jilly.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like Jilly. He's got medical advice that he can give you about how urine or orin therapy will cure everything, right? And it stops the aging process, right? Except for Sage is looking a little haggard. He's definitely aging, and it's not a cute look. And so if he's saying that this works, his wrinkles are not matching that. He's currently
a little bit.
There was a video I was watching of him, and he was basically like had a like blanket on his head, and he was like being like all guru, and he was like tousling the blanket, and he was just like, "Everyone, take a deep breath. Be present." And it's just like all that new agey bull crap. And
yeah, it's charges, like Deepak Chopra.
Yes. It's like, and he charges like $35 an hour so that you guys can talk about, you know, being like clear of your disease by drinking pee. Yeah. And he's written books, and which are also sold on Amazon.
Okay, I have a question. Did he actually go on any kind of site with Bear Grylls where they were drinking like elephant pee from turds? Because I would probably watch that.
Oh my.
You know,
I have a theory.
Here's the funny thing. Oh wait, you go with your theory.
I was just gonna say He has a YouTube account. If you're ever in a point in your life where you're building a shelf and somebody comes to your house or whatever to stop in, and they ask you, what's the shelf for? And you say, to age my urine, you have gone horribly wrong in life somewhere. Like something
Correct.
Really bad Absolutely. Has caused you to take a... Dave claimed that by washing your face in it and using it for cuts and burns, it stimulates some kind of... reaction with your cells or whatever, and that's to come out. Why though is if this is complete junk, because it obviously is, why are people going to that level to do this when obviously there could be no results from it, none.
Well,
I have a thought on that.
I think the placebo effect is actually probably a part of it. You know, that whole like I'm doing something to treat it. But did you read the part where they actually put it in their eyes?
Yeah, there are people who put urine in their eyes. I honestly feel like that this falls along similar lines of the people that think the earth is flat. And the reason why I say that is because they think they have some kind of special knowledge. They have special knowledge that nobody else in the world has. So this makes them inherently important and special. So if I drink this pee and I squirt it on my face and shove it in my eyes, this gives me like some kind of super freaking edge that nobody else has because I'm special and I know things the rest of the world doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
And so
they are special.
And they they're all connected. They all believe in flat earth and chemtrails, and they believe that they are like toxic, giving us toxic stuff through vaccines.
They are like the super special Justice League of America that nobody really wants to listen to.
The great thing about Dave was, and the reason that we've had him on twice is because Dave not only is a proponent of urine therapy, but Dave is also a flat earther and also a sovereign citizen. You don't get anything better than a sovereign. Do you know sovereign citizens, Katie? Okay. All right. Listen, I'm about to open you up to a brand new world here. I'm so excited to be the person to do this. Okay. These are the ultimate crazies. They're fantastic though, to watch. If you go after this show's over and you YouTube search sovereign citizens, they believe that they are not members of the United States. They are their own country. So when they get pulled over for driving, which is what's all over YouTube, they say, I'm not driving, I'm traveling, so you can't write me a ticket. And they fight all the way up to the courts, and it's fantastic to watch them and the things that they come up with. I am my own entity. I am not driving is commercial purposes. I am traveling, and the Supreme Court says you cannot impede my right to travel. And they think that they have such legal standing as to everything that they do, but every time they get just completely either tased or thrown in jail are the two endings usually for these people. But great to watch. If you haven't seen them, you have to go watch them.
I feel like they probably watch and listen to InfoWars, right? Like,
oh yeah,
this is like Alex Jones's like people, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But they think they have standing. They think they have standing, and he was all three of those rolled into one person. So,
well, I feel like a lot of these people are because Jillian, she believes in chemtrails, right?
Yes, she does.
Right, she's anti-vax. She's anti-medicine. Yes. She believes that we all exist in a matrix. Right, from the movie The Matrix. Listen, like it was a movie; it's not real.
Yeah, simulation red theory. Or blue pill? Which one did you take?
There's a lot of people that believe that we live in a simulation theory. Though, surprising to me, I was actually shocked to find out how many people think that's a possibility. To me, I always go with a simple rule: the dullest answer is usually the truest. Like people want to make up this into like we are downloaded into a simulation and we're running simulations as a society. And once we get to that point, they say that once we get to the point where we're able to do that, it's more plausible that we are in a simulation. And you know who the biggest proponent of this theory is? Elon Musk, the genius that is sending us to all of these planets. Biggest subscriber.
Okay, so total like diatribe here though, but I kind of like feel like Elon Musk from like everything I see from him on Twitter is that he might be having like a mental breakdown or something.
I actually think
he might be running the world's largest Ponzi scheme with Tesla. I don't know that it's actually legit what they do. Like
he's a mad genius.
They don't make cars though, right? They're not even profitable. They like lose millions of dollars.
It's really weird. I met somebody who works for Elon Musk when I went to NASA back in May. So there's this girl I've been trying to get her on one of my shows. And she said she would, but it's really weird. So I was trying to coordinate with her. But she was pulled from another car company like Hyundai or something like that. And she started working for Elon for the Tesla model. And it's like really hard to nail her down now, but it's like, It's such a weird thing because she said there were so many problems associated with like the Tesla car. And well, so it doesn't, I don't know.
I was reading an article on Forbes. So I was reading this article on Forbes when he was like, you know, he's being investigated now by the SEC or something for insight.
Mm-hmm. Like SEC.
He said on Twitter that he might like go private. And so they're trying to determine if he said that to artificially spike his stock prices because mm-hmm. like as soon as he said that, the stock went like I've never even paid attention to this lunatic until I saw like on CNN that like Tesla was like losing money left and right and they're like billions of dollars like the last 2 years they haven't even turned a profit. So that's why I feel like it's a Ponzi scheme. Like he's getting all these people interested in these cars that don't do anything. And then he can't even produce.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of a lot of his profitability comes from the investments in SpaceX, which he also runs. So even if he is losing money on Tesla, he's making up for that in what he's doing with SpaceX. Because NASA is and several other space governments are contracting him to send, you know, runs up to the ISS and those kind of things. He's out
there.
He can
do reusable rockets. So, I mean, the fact that he can reuse rockets is probably pretty high on the NASA agenda.
Okay, so Tesla is just, Tesla's side project of Ponzi, right?
It's a plaything. Plaything for him. Okay. Because
I have
space
to say,
space for him is like the best, or the biggest frontier and what he's doing the most with. And although he is strange, I will admit, and I will concede that he is strange. He is streamlining, at least, the space race and, you know, getting that back into people's imagination, where I think that was been lost.
Do you think he's going to be like the first? Do you think he's going to be like the first colonel or commander of the Space Force?
Absolutely.
Probably not. I don't know. I disagree with that.
Absolutely.
I disagree with that. I will say, I think he's on the verge of ultra sexiness when it comes to sustainable energy. So when it comes to like the solar panels, I'm talking like sustainable energy because one of the things that's a big issue, especially in California, some of the southern states aren't allowed to indulge in his type of technology because of the Tennessee Valley Authority. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but they own a lot of the electrical lines. So a lot of the southern states, you go out west, you can rent like solar panels and batteries and things like that, like direct TV systems. So you can do like satellite, you know, how you have like a satellite and you can get all kinds of cool technology in regards to TV shows and stuff. Well, you can do that in California, but a lot of the southern states don't allow that type of technology where you can
rent like
a solar panel system.
Or like, you mean like a solar garden?
Kind of like that, to where you could get like a solar panel system installed on your house and rent it like it was like a direct TV type of satellite system where you pay a certain amount every month. That's not allowed in a lot of the southern states because of the Tennessee Valley Authority. So what makes Elon Musk a little bit sexy is that he has affordable batteries that you can hang on your freaking wall and just say, okay, you can buy his stuff, have it be within code, install it in your house without any particular issues associated with the local government, throw it in and contribute to the grid, get money back like people like Bill Nye and other people are doing, to where they can actually contribute energy to the grid and they can, you know, get a net profit. You can't do that a lot in the southern states because of the fact that whoever builds the lines owns the lines. So if you do try to do some kind of solar system, there's a lot of freaking regulations and stuff involved. So where I think Elon is going to shine is the renewable energy aspect. Because that's money, money. Not available for everyone. It's money, money. And if you're able to do that within code in the southern states, you contribute to the grid and get a paycheck. I'm just saying.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Hey, well, we have a solar garden being built like a mile from our house, like several hundred acres maybe. And they're just putting in like a whole bunch of solar panels and people buy it and then... Yeah.
It needs to happen. I mean, it's kind of like, I don't believe that we don't have the technology to make cars that run, you know, on anything but gas. It's just it's controlled by oil companies and lobbyists, and they're not going to let that happen. There's too much money in those kind of things. So with
And the biggest climate deniers are the oil companies, right? Or the,
Oh,
my God, yes. Yes.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
We have a
And then they're the rich Southern men from whatever, from Texas. And so they use their religion to say like, oh, we're not doing anything to the climate. It's totally fine.
Right. We have Dr. Ward, who is a climate change. That's what he does. He studies it. He's actually coming on in 2 weeks. To go through how bad it's gotten since, I believe he goes back 100 years. But some of the things that I looked at his work that he did, it's unbelievable. The Greenland alone, when you look at the ice shifts that happen on Greenland, there's like a 50-year period where it's minimal. You see, you know, in the seasons where it's melting and then coming back, but it doesn't fluctuate that much. And then it gets to a point about 30 years ago where it's just dramatic. I mean, the changes that you see in those, because they did like aerial shots every so often, and it's amazing the amount of loss that you lose there. And you just can't deny that. Anybody that can deny that that's happening, I think, is either blind or stupid. You have to be either one of those.
Yeah, I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio actually did a documentary on the topic, and he went around the world to the different places that are affected right now by climate change. And he went to Greenland, and they have like active scientists up there that have like measurements where they have like everything on lines, and they have it up there in like in the North Pole as well as in the South Pole, where they measure like how much the ice has gone down. And to sea level. And like he went into like what I actually found was insane was he went to Miami, right? And Miami has to like raise up some of their street levels right now because their sea level has like come so high up that like some of their roads are literally underwater.
Yep. If it continues this way, Florida Key West and the tip of Florida won't be there anymore. I mean, because it will run over Florida.
Well, yeah, and they went to different like islands in the Pacific and in the Atlantic that literally like have had people having to leave islands because there's literally like it's gone.
Yep, and the increase in hurricanes, there's all kind of like signs that are happening all around the world that people. I don't know how or why, but they just refuse to admit that there's a problem. And I don't understand why they won't admit there's a problem. Like, you see these things happening. They're a symptom of an issue. And they still, in the face of all of this evidence, will say, well, you know, the science isn't in on any of that yet. But the science is in on that. It absolutely is in on that.
Yeah, there's like an international weather place. That looks at them, right? That looks at all weather changes, and they monitor all of that.
But there's several. NOAA is one because of Elon.
NOAA. Mel. Yeah. I gave you $2 because of Elon.
I think Mel wants to make out with Elon, actually.
She does.
No,
there's
I really
a lot of sexual
don't.
Tension there.
I don't. There's really not. There's not. He's going to have to do a lot of things in order to get that to go. So it's like, we are not going to be up for a liftoff if he doesn't do a lot of freaking things. So I'm just
she's got, he's got a lot of things to do before she'll ride that rocket, right?
And yeah, the rocket is just not there. There has to be things outside the rocket in itself in order for that ride to happen. I'm just saying.
Beast Nation 2009 says, I love these shows and it's time I donate something. Thank you very much for that. I love these shows as well. Dave, do you have any more super chats before we get in just a second we're gonna open up to questions if anybody's got any questions for you guys in the live chat. But Dave, do you have any
I have personal questions and nobody ever answers them. So I feel like personally offended on something.
Okay, yeah. we'll find this. Were you getting ready to say something, Katie?
No. Mel is hilarious.
She is hilarious.
Katie and I are working on a show, by the way.
Yeah.
We're working on a show called BS. It's called BS, which means bad
science.
Is that
what you decided? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So we call it BS. We're going to it's like Katie and Mel's BS.
It's funny that you say that because I have a video that I've been working on all weekend that's coming out tomorrow. And it's got a bunch of, it's got several people in the skeptic community that give their advice on why you should be skeptical. And I was going through, and the motivation for it was these bad sciences, these junk sciences. And so I make a connection that I think is pretty cool where I say that there's, pseudoscience, anti-science, woo, conspiracies, whatever you want to call it. There's only one term that really covers what they are accurately, and that's bullshit. Like BS is the term that covers them.
Bad science.
So
BS.
So the name of your program is awesome. Yeah, that's a good name. It's a very good name.
So I told Mel that I literally have no background in science. So I'm just gonna be there for the being funny and my insatiable need to read about lunatics online.
You're the investigative person, though, because that's what you do. You go undercover and you.
Yep.
Dave, did we have any that you need to read before we get questions?
I got one that I could find. There's nothing listed in the actual live stream except Mel's, but I saw another one. So hold on.
Sure. I'm entirely guys,
nobody
have,
wants
like whatever.
Nobody wants to talk to us. Dad.
It's Beast Nation 2009 for $20. Says love these shows, and it's time I donate something. So if that's the one you just read, then
that is the one I just read. Those were just super chats. Now I'm opening it up for questions from the live chat. Those were just the super chats. So guys, now if you have questions, you can ask. You can go ahead and ask them now. I'm watching the live stream, so anything that you want answered in the next 10 minutes, we'll do that.
I see scientist Mel is logged in.
Yep.
I have always logged in. I was going through why am I not in this talk, Kyle? And I'm messaging him on Twitter.
That's the inside chat. That's just for us three. The chat that you're seeing where scientist Mel logged on. Yeah, you have 222 people in the live chat. The bigger live chat. The first question is in, and it is to I believe scientist Mel. What is that doll behind you?
Which doll? Because I have several. Okay, so I have. Okay, this is a Donner. Okay, this is a Tonner doll. This is Wonder Woman. Yeah, so this is actually one of the Tonner dolls. She has actual leather boots with zippers and stuff. So this is a very expensive doll, probably $100 on eBay.
Oh my gosh, are so cute.
I am a nerd, so I don't pretend anything otherwise.
I have a car.
Oh man.
Oh my god, I have a car too. Okay, so it's here's the Adam West Batman.
here's the Adam West Batman car, and here's here's Adam West, and there's Robin, and this is such an old car that the axle doesn't work, but there's like, you know, you can roll it, try at least, but you've you rode know, it too so hard. Here, I have ridden this like a, you know, I'm not even going to answer that. Never mind.
Yeah.
So I have that.
Okay. The next question for you, Katie, is Buffalovicus asks, have you ever tried to trick anti-vaxxers into learning the science without knowing it?
Oh, man. Okay. So
I am already laughing at that, but go for it, Katie.
I am in this group on Facebook. And their whole premise is to, like, lure in the anti-vaxxers, right?
Oh, my and God.
They call it, like, it's called, like, vaccine hate, which I actually wrote a blog about. And so, like, people join thinking that it's, like, an anti-vax, like, place, right? And then, like, the admins, like, completely berate them and tell them to bring, like, scientific, like, peer-reviewed study, whatever. And I've never been able to convince on that page a single anti-vaxxer ever.
That's so, you that's cannot, so bizarre.
You can't reason with stupid.
You really cannot reason with anti-vaxxers. I completely agree with that. To me, they're like, for the Star Wars people, they're like sand people. They scare easily and come back in like greater numbers.
Well, yeah, I mean, they think the CDC is out to get us.
Yeah, it's no. just, the CDC oh my God, the CDC does not have that kind of time. It really doesn't. I actually work with somebody who used to work with the CDC, and it's like, he's like, man, once my fellowship was up, I had to go find a job and I had to do all these like, other things over here. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Dude, my kid has like government services for his disabilities and like they can't even get that shit right. Like, how are they gonna have like a coordinated effort to like hide these massive conspiracies from humans?
Right. Okay, having been an educator in the public school system, I completely understand where you're like, I need my child to have printed out copies of your freaking like PowerPoints and I need them to have extended time, you know, just trying to translate that to something more complex than please print out what it is that you put on your screen. It's like some kind of profound mind-boggling nonsense, which should not be that difficult, but it is for whatever reason.
It's all mind-boggling. The next question is, who's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Oh, sorry.
I thought it was Donatello. Is it not Donatello?
I have a Ninja Turtle here. I don't know where it is.
Donatello has, from Mel.
I feel like Donatello Michelangelo is mine.
With a bow staff. Yeah. You know, Michelangelo.
Who has the nunchucks? Like who has the nunchucks?
Raphael.
Is that Raphael? Yeah. That's my favorite.
Yeah. I think like Donatello with the bow staff is important.
Okay.
I just feel like a nunchucks would be great for like taking people out at the knee.
That is true. That have you seen the video of the guy on YouTube that he tries to do some like there's a video of him trying to do a presentation where he's got these nunchucks and he's like spinning them around his back or whatever, and he pops himself in the head and it flips him backward and he gets up. He's conked out, like he's completely conked out, but he's still moving, like he's in a shocked phase.
Oh my God!
Fighting some enemy on is hilarious.
That sounds amazing, and what I need to do to round out my Sunday night before I go to work tomorrow.
Okay, here's your last question that we're gonna do since we're running out of time. But it says, have you considered? I cannot talk. This has got me so flustered. I cannot talk. Have you considered adding powerful music to your science videos? Have you considered adding powerful music to the science videos like Flat Earthers? I guess for dramatic reasons. They think it's the music is what sells people when you get that emotional like. So, Mel, I guess that's to you.
I feel like if you could add Celine Dion, and that would really be amazing.
You're here.
Yes.
Like people dying on the fucking Titanic or something. I'm sorry I said the F-word. I don't ever do that. Yes. I never swear.
I said
like the F-word. I'm totally going to blame other people for my own personal transgressions at this point.
I can see you, okay. Mel, before you answer, I can see you on the bow of the Titanic with a flat earther holding you, staring out the curvature of the earth. That would just be the most beautiful thing. He's like, water doesn't bend.
Yes! I'm the king of the world!
Oh my god. The flat earth
okay. So instead of Leonardo DiCaprio, which flat earther would it be? That's the question.
Okay, you know, is Chris Helmsworth a flat earther? Because I'm pretty certain I could convert him. Maybe.
No, we'll give you Eric DeBay. How about that?
What about Tom Hiddleston? Tom Hiddleston a flat earther? Because I'm pretty certain I'm very, very suggestive.
No, Dave. We would not do. No, Dave.
Who's Eric DeBay?
I would not do that to Mel. Like
I don't know Eric DeBay. You know what? We don't need to worry about him. We need to worry about like bigger fish like Tom Hiddleston and, you know.
Tom Hiddleston.
He's the biggest
Tom Hiddleston played Loki, but I'm pretty certain he's not a flat earther, but maybe he could pretend to be for a little while.
He won't.
Oh, he dated Taylor Swift.
Everybody.
Then he might be a little bit flat earther.
In a different life,
he might be a little bit flat earther.
Oh, you dated Taylor Swift?
No, not
really.
Well,
you know.
She didn't write a song about hating you. If she hasn't written a song about hating you, then it's like not real.
All right,
she and Adele.
Since we're out of time, I'm gonna let you guys take a second and plug your. What's wrong? Mel, are you okay?
I think Mel's drunk.
I'm completely fine.
Yeah, Mel's drunk. Yeah,
what?
Mel's drunk.
What?
You're drunk.
What?
I go home, Mel. You're drunk.
Yeah. Plug your channels.
I'm not.
And tell us where people we can find more of you. And I'll have the links to these guys' channels in the description once this video is over. And also Katie's blog on Pathios. Make sure that you definitely check it out. It's so worth reading. And Mel, do you want to start us off and let everybody know where they can find more of you? And
sure. See you? So I'm Scientist Mel. I'm pretty much everywhere. ScientistMel.com, Scientist Mel on Twitter, as well as Facebook. I am working with Katie on a particular thing in regarding to Jilly, where I'm going through and ripping apart her, what we call a book. I use that term loosely. So I'm going through.
You could really just wipe your butt. Wipe your butt with it.
I probably could, and it would be more scientific if I put more boogers on it than what she actually said in this particular book, because then it would have real science on it at that point. So I'm working with Katie, and we're actually developing a show called BS, called Bad Science, where we'll be able to sit around and talk about the latest and greatest in the bad science world and all of the different individuals that are trying to dupe you into giving you their money, which we don't want. You're so much smarter than that. And so please do follow, subscribe, and check out Non Sequitur Show. Check out Katie's Pathios blog and check me out on Twitter as well as YouTube, and I will answer your questions. All of my content is viewer generated, so there you go.
Excellent. And she posts really good looking food pictures just for
I do, just for you, Kyle, because I know how you are about food.
I used to be a chef, so I do enjoy Francis Mills. Oh, foodie. Gourmet tastes.
Gourmet. When I think of you, I always post pictures just for you, Kyle. Just so you know, like, yes, that is happiness.
It always makes me hungry. It makes me hungry. You know? That's the thing. It's like, I gotta eat now. Which is not, well, bikini season's over, so I guess I'm free to start enjoying food again.
for me, you know.
Yeah.
Because you're entirely worried about bikini season.
Yeah. Well, it's almost over. We're good now. Back to ice cream for me. All right, Katie, go ahead and let everybody know about you and where they can find more of you.
So I'm new to YouTube. I already told that to Mel. So I told her I would join her amazing new show. But I am on Pathios. I'm on the Atheist channel. My column is called Without a Crystal Ball. And then on Facebook, I have a Facebook page where I have a pretty large community. It's facebook.com/withoutacrystalball. There's a big, I post all my latest articles there. And then I'm on Twitter at WOA Crystal Ball, because Without a Crystal Ball was already taken, I think. And I think I'm on Instagram too, but I never go on there.
I think I am too. The last picture I put, yeah, it's not my thing. Not my thing either. I
hate Twitter. Instagram. Here's the thing is I need more amazing Twitter followers. That is where I am lacking. So if you want to come visit me on Twitter, that would be amazing.
And
I'll help you out, Katie.
Well, I want to thank both of my guests tonight. This was so much fun, and I had a blast talking about all this bullshit.
So much fun.
That we surround ourselves with.
I feel like I just hung out with
friends. Willingly. Yeah, absolutely. Well, these friends are out. We'll see you tomorrow at 8 p.m. In the meantime, we're going to get Scientist Mel an Uber to make sure she doesn't have to drive home.
I am already home. Thank you very much, Kyle. Oh, my God. You're the worst gay husband ever.
Gay husband?
Kyle's trying to... It's like Kyle's one of my gay husbands. At least I thought so.
I am. I'm totally just joking. I'm joking.
My gay husband. You know I love died.
You. I know you love me. My heart soars.
Good night, everyone.
Every time. We'll see, you know, whatever.
We'll see you tomorrow at 8, where we will be joined by a Black Hebrew Israelite and what they believe. So what could go wrong?
Non sequitur, your facts are uncoordinated.